This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon. Our next guests are here to talk about the Njuzu Marimbas group, some workshops coming in. We have a visiting master artist, Mike Sabanda, from Johannesburg, South Africa, also originally from Zimbabwe. And we have Betsy Sims, the organizer of Njuzu Marimbas. Welcome to the show, you two.
Thank you so much, Scott.
It's nice to have you here. So I started us off, and I'm playing it quietly below us. A marimba song from True Romance, You're So Cool. It was a little different from what you two do, right?
Yeah.
Describe what you do, Betsy. Mike. Go for it.
Right. The sound that you just played now, it's quite different from the Zimbabwe marimbas that we play. The marimbas we play are more resonant, and they have a distinct buzzing sound. That comes with the playing, whereas that's a more cleaner sound.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And you're going to be playing today in probably 30 minutes. Is that right?
Not quite that soon. We have to go move marimbas first, but 5:30.
All right.
5:30 at the block party at Centennial Hall.
Betsy Sims, tell us a little bit about Njuzu Marimbas if our listeners don't know about you already.
Njuzu is the performance marimba group in town. And we do a bunch of classes as well. But the band, we've been playing together for a bunch of years. People kind of switch in and out. But Njuzu is, if I have it right, is a water spirit or kind of like a mermaid, which we thought Paul Maruse, who is another Zimbabwean who was here when we first got the marimbas, gave us that name because we live in a place with a lot of water.
Right.
So it's a ton of fun. It's really fun music. One of the songs we'll be doing is actually composed by Mike Sabanda, which is got all of us very nervous about playing it for him. But it's just an honor to have someone of this
quality control.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And how did you find Mike?
Well, there's a festival called ZimFest that's in the Pacific Northwest every year. And you've been coming. For how many years have you been coming?
Oh, I think it's about 6 years now.
I think you've been to about three of the festivals.
Yes.
That I've been to also.
Yeah, yeah.
And Mike was here already for ZimFest and looking for a little bit of extra teaching before he went home. And here he is.
Mike, take us back. When did you learn how to play marimbas?
Well, growing up in Zimbabwe, we had marimbas at school. And there was actually a music college that started off these Kwanungoma marimbas. They were specially designed so that they could be used in the schools for music education. So we were fortunate to go to primary school and learn to play marimba. So after finishing high school, I decided I want to be a teacher and enrolled into a college and trained to be a music teacher.
All right. Betsy, have you had a chance to play together since he's been here?
Not since he's been here, but I've done a couple workshops with him.
What impresses you about his playing?
I think my very favorite thing, Mike is an amazing marimba player and composer and arranger. But the thing that amazes me every time is people who are very good at playing the drum you hear this term talking drum. And for me, it's people who, like Western people, don't have any idea what's going on. But Mike can play the drum and everyone knows when to stop, when to start, when to do everything. And he never says, okay, when I do this, you're going to go. Or when I do this, you're going to stop. It just happens. And it's just unbelievable. Just that much. The power of the drum just blows me away. I've been telling people about that. I said, you don't even have to be taught what it means. It's just works. And I think that's my favorite.
Oh, thank you.
The other thing that's really tricky is, if people grew up in our culture, our rhythms are so different. So there are rhythms that you would know growing up in Zimbabwe that any kid could play because it's just in their DNA and they hear it from when they're small. But us, he'll be like, here, play this. And he's like, this is the easiest thing in the world. And we're all like, what is going on here? So but he's very patient and it's a lot of fun. I hope everybody gets to hear some while this is going on this week.
Where did they come from originally?
The particular ones that Jews have, they originate from Zimbabwe. And the ones, as I mentioned, They were sort of designed at Kwarongoma College of Music. They were taken from a marimba called a choppy marimba from Mozambique, which is a traditional instrument, and then a selimba from Zambia. All these are neighboring countries. And then the college put those two together and came up with the Kwarongoma marimba that we have today.
Okay, and this is something you've been playing since you were a child, kind of, sort of, in one...
Kind of, sort of, okay. And then got serious into teaching and playing. And so I've taught in Zimbabwe and then moved to work in Botswana. And then now I'm based in South Africa.
What's it like for you to see this art form spread to, say, our country and come to a place like Juneau, Alaska, and see it, what we think of as flourishing? I mean, it's a really great part of our community.
I mean, it's so amazing and heartwarming to see that there's marimba in... I mean, when I post on Facebook that I'm in Alaska, people say, what are you doing there? And I'm teaching, I'm playing marimba. I said, what? So marimba has literally taken me all over the world. But what I mean to say is to see some people, I mean, another culture embracing our culture, and it gives us also that reminder that we must also try and preserve our culture and keep teaching our kids to respect their music and respect their culture.
And what's a lesson that you often find yourself teaching these communities that you visit? What's something that we can do better?
I think marimba teaches working together, cooperation, discipline. As she says, I lead with the drum. I don't need to tell them all the signals, but they'll just hear. I keep saying this is a talking drum, so if you listen carefully, you hear that I've just told you that you played a wrong note.
Please outline, Betsy, workshops, when you're playing, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, there's going to be – today is the block party, which is anyone can come to, and it'll be a lot of fun from 5:30 to 7.
At Centennial Hall, right?
At Centennial Hall in Ballroom 1 because
probably
it's supposed
free.
To rain, and it might really rain. And then tomorrow – there's a workshop at 10 o'clock and one at 12:30. And if anyone is interested, if they come to the block party, and they can sign up. I still have some spots.
Where will those be?
Those will be at our Marimba Studio in the Articore building.
And remind us where that building is.
It's room 203. It's a corner of 5th and Gold downtown.
Okay.
But it will have to be – you'll have to sign up ahead of time because I might not have space.
Got it. If somebody can't make it to the block party, is there another contact they can get a hold of you at?
Yep. I can give you the email.
Okay.
It's Juno Marimbas, just like it sounds. And I don't have to spell Juno for people here, at Gmail.
All right.
So junomarimbas@gmail.com. If you send me a note and then next we have intensive classes, workshops going on all during the week that are full. And then next Saturday will be Mike's last day in town. We're doing a concert at Resurrection Lutheran that will feature Mike playing marimba or drum or whatever he decides he wants to play that day. And all the intensive groups and our band will perform what we learn during the week.
And that's Friday?
That is Saturday.
Saturday, a week from tomorrow.
Yep. And if there's enough community interest, we might throw in a couple workshops, either drumming, dancing, or marimba, also on Saturday during the day.
In the short term, see them tonight at the block party at Centennial Hall. It's free in Juzu Marimbas with special guest Mike Sabanda. And then workshops tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. and 12:30. More information or to sign up, junomarimbas@gmail.com.
Perfect.
What an honor to meet you. Thank you for coming to Juneau.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. What a beautiful city.
It's so nice to have you.
Yep.
Anything else you'd like to add, Betsy? Anything we're missing?
I think that's good. I hope we see people this evening.
All right. Thanks, you too.